everybody. Welcome to this podcast. This more than just muscle strategies to help you become your very best, both inside and outside of the gym. I am Skip LaCour, and I am joined by my lovely wife, Carrie LaCour. Carrie, how are you doing?
Hello, I'm doing awesome. Thank you.
All right, so this podcast, we're in podcast number 17, and this is all about, we're doing more than just helping with your bodybuilding, your training, your fitness. Taking it outside of the gym and helping you become your very best, both inside and outside of the gym, sharing insight that we have going along this journey of life, just like you are, opening up our mindset and what we have to offer, something far, far beyond just muscles. That's the title, more than just muscles. Mm-hmm. And so we'd like to talk about some fun things today. We're going to have some fun. The main thing in this More Than Just Muscles podcast number 17, we're going to talk about an article that has gone viral. I noticed a lot of people on my social media channels have shared this article, and it was done by a woman who asked some questions on Reddit, and so she got some input from some guys, the red flags, the danger signs to look for or to avoid in women when dating. And there were some great points. And, you know, the thing where I come from, and Carrie, you know this, I see all those tips that they give all the time, you know, how to become your best and this and that, or 10 signs for this or that. And
The list.
Yeah. And they want you to click a link. And I've done that before. I am firmly convinced that most of those things, all they are ways to get you to click and go to another website
for advertising.
And the tips are so simple, or not a whole lot of thought has been put into it. So when I saw this one, I read it, man, there's some really good, this person did a good job of encapsulating some really good tips that she got from some guys. And I think it's really helpful. You know, as your big brother, your father figure, you know, Skip here, I felt it was worthy to be passed along. And so I want to do more than that than just share it on my website. And I want to do more than that. And I want to talk about it today, have some fun with it. Now, ladies, you guys, along with the men, you can join in on the conversation. If I say something that hits a chord and you have your own experiences, funny experiences or not so funny experiences that you want to share, you can be more than happy to call in at 646-716-6182. That's 646-716-6182. You can also come to More Than Just Muscles website, and there we have a chat room that's set up that you can see that you can post your comments or any questions or anything that you agree with or disagree with as we have some fun. Maybe it's not so fun. It brings back some horror stories. What's funny about it, I said that this was something that I've witnessed going viral.
Yeah.
And I've seen some guys that I really respect, people who I know, share this too.
Really?
Right. And you know, the thing that was interesting, like I said, really successful businessmen, you know, they're older, so they're not like young guys going through the process. They said, man, there's some scary things out here hitting a little too close to home. So I really think there's some really good advice if you're a younger guy, even if you're not a younger guy. I really think it was worthy of me not only to share it, one of these lists, but also to do a whole podcast on it. Now, ladies.
Well, there is a rebuttal list, too, that we'll talk about next week.
Right. And so so we're going to talk about it from a guy's perspective, and then Carrie's going to ask questions at her comments. She might share that some girlfriends, somebody you don't know, someone not you, right?
Of course not.
Right. That you might have some insight that you can share that doesn't deal with you. she can share a woman's perspective, and ladies, you can call in too. And but there's going to be a rebuttal. So you know, I knew when this went viral that a woman was going to come up with another lesson. And Carrie did some research and saw that there already is one. So Carrie's going to lead the podcast next time and talk about that. All right. You're excited for that? Have you already been looking through? I mean,
I didn't look at it yet, but.
Yeah. All right. So, but I know that
hopefully this will be like all about fashion women.
Well, you know, it would only be bashing women if it hits too close to home, right? Because
yeah.
I'm sure that some of these traits, women have seen it, and their girlfriends, of course, with them, all right? They witnessed that. But so that's what we're going to talk about. Before we get into that, I want to stay with our daily disciplines. And on this More Than Just Muscles podcast, if you're new to this podcast, maybe you saw something that I posted on my Facebook page, facebook.com/skiplacourtpage, and that brought you over here. Maybe it's for the first time. But what I do 6 days a week is I do this Morning Connection podcast. I get up and I do this at 4:30 every morning. It's a half an hour of what I call MTC, mental toughness conditioning, and take you through the process about life. Again, this website, the whole concept is to help you become your best both inside and outside the gym. So certainly the mental toughness conditioning strategies that I talk about, no doubt about it, can help you build more muscle, lose body fat, become more disciplined in that area of your life. And actually, it's for everything that you want to be great at. So if that's better at your job, better at school, taking those areas of your life to the next level, making more money, or having better relationships. Now, maybe taking some of the helpful advice that, you know, the things we talk about here today, and applying it to your relationships so you can have a girlfriend, many girlfriends, or a better relationship with your girlfriend or wife or whatever it is for you, right? And ladies, you know, it's more than just muscles. The Morning Connection podcast, it's to help everybody become better. You'll hear me go from a man's angle most of the time. You know, the statistics on all my websites, I'm into statistics. 95% of the people who follow me on the website, at least at this point, is 95% men. And so I, you know, kind of gear my language to men, use men talk, guy talk, bro talk, to become more relatable. That's just how I communicate. And, you know, the very smart women out there, they understand that's what I'm doing, and they're benefiting from it too. As a matter of fact, as I say that, probably my best students, the women who stick with it the longest, who really apply themselves and get the most out of it, it's the women more than the men. And maybe that goes back to school, that women are better students than men. I don't know. So it's ironic, 95% of the people who listen to this information
or maybe
are men.
Have maybe like the ego gets in the way if they're like, well, I'm already mentally tough. But I mean, I don't know.
It could be, or maybe they're not as cool as a woman. They want to be really involved in the process, and I get more feedback, right? So, yeah, like I said, feedback that are getting a lot out of the program, regardless of how I set it up. So this is this Morning Connection podcast. Now, I don't expect for you to listen to it live necessarily at 4:30 in the morning. But I want you to get into the habit of downloading at the same time and listening to it at the same time. Hopefully, like when you're moving around exercise, going for a walk at the gym, so it can really sink in. And it's just you and I connecting, talking about life as we're all going through this journey. You'll see I'm very transparent there. I don't act like tell you what to do and act like I got it totally down, because it's the same challenges. We all go through these same challenges. Just what level are we at? Right? There's always a higher level to everything that we do in life. And regardless of what you've accomplished, we're always needing these same mindset, character qualities. We need these same things in order to get to that higher level.
Yeah.
Right? So it isn't like you just set it and forget it and then you're going on for the rest of your life. All these topics that I talk about, we revisit every step along the way. So I'm going to review this past week on Morning Connection podcast number 160, I talked about the life lessons that I learned from my mom. It was Mother's Day when I did that podcast. That will help you too. Biggest thing, it's something that I always remember, and it was something, you know, kind of when you listen to that podcast, I talk about that success in life can't be measured where you are. Like I said, there's some people they benefit from, you know, better families, better experiences. They'll start off at a higher level than other people who are disadvantaged. But it's not where you are in life. It's where you started with whatever you were given or not given. And then that the biggest gap that you can make between where you started to where you end up, wherever that is in life. The larger the gap, the more successful. And that's one thing that I learned from my mother to talk about in the podcast, is that she created a gigantic gap. And one thing that was kind of touching, interesting for me as I was kind of pouring out these lessons that I learned from my mom and how much respect and love that I have for her, because of what it really made me sit back as I prepared for the podcast, what she really went through to get where she was and the kids she has and where we're at. Again, there's always these higher levels, but she just created a gigantic gap. And, you know, as you know, I mean, I've been doing this for a lot of years. I have a lot of people around the world who respect what I do, who value my opinion, which I really appreciate. I feel privileged that you've done that. But I really thought about it is that, wow, regardless of what I've accomplished, all the national championships that I've won, all the articles that I've written, the fans that I have, social media followings, Man Formation Program, all the things that I do, it made me realize, you know, the gap that I've created, that she worked her ass off, made all those sacrifices, came back from, you know, a challenging beginning to set me up and my brothers and sisters with education and things that she didn't have. Where she set us up to where I am, regardless of how high you think it is, and again, I'm flattered by you guys respecting where I've accomplished. But my gap from where she set me up to start to where I am right now, it isn't even close to the gap that, you know, she created. And it was really humbling because I never really thought about that. And I'm not even close to being as successful as her, regardless of all those things that I talked about. So that's Morning Connection Podcast number 160. There's a good message there for everybody, wherever you are in the journey. Number 161, Morning Connection Podcast number 161. Talked about we're all going through life battling the same emotions. And again, it talks about, you know, no matter where you are, what you've accomplished, there's always that next level that takes courage, it takes risk, it takes resilience, it takes grit, you know, passion, good times, bad times, everything in between. No matter where we're all going through together, just at different levels, just at different things that we focus on, different ages, you know, different points in the journey. So that's something that I think adds some good perspective. On Morning Connection Podcast number 162, I talked about nobody is 100% confident because nobody has a crystal ball. and by that, I mean that, you know, it takes a lot of confidence to first dream a dream, to set a goal. It takes a lot of confidence to actually execute every single day, right? Well, you know, the thing is, you see some people who are so successful, right? They just seem so confident. Well, the thing about it is they're going for the next level, a place that they haven't gone. They don't just sit back, hey, this is good enough. So they're always in the same thing, risk, fear, emotions, setbacks. It's just at a higher level. Seems like that's a theme that I talked about in realizing that right now. But it's important for you to realize that as you go through your battle, that guy who seems so confident, like he has so much together, he's going through the same emotions as you, right? So check that out. That's Morning Connection Podcast number 161. Number 162, Morning Connection Podcast. That was Morning Connection Podcast number 162. Number 163, Morning Connection Podcast number 163. Why the main result you want can't be to be liked. This is a topic that comes on up over and over again. From people all over the world, no matter where they are, whether they realize it or not, whether they realize it to the level or not, that factor of people, you know, liking them is having a major impact on what they do and don't do, the decisions that they make and don't make, how they view themselves and what they're doing.
I read a quote recently that said, the only way to have guaranteed failure is to try to please everyone.
Right. Right. And
it's totally true.
It's true. And you know, we all have a bullseye, what we're after, whether we stop and think about it or not. Part of this whole Morning Connection podcast is to have you start really thinking about all the things that you do and you don't do. Really think about them instead of just going on autopilot. And many times we have this bullseye about being liked, or it's too much of a bullseye without even knowing it. Right? And that's, like you said, that is a recipe for disaster. It's also something that we consciously know, we intellectually know, but we don't know on an emotional level how much it's actually affecting us.
Yeah.
And so listen to that podcast number 163, Morning Connection podcast number 163, because I really dive in to that for a half hour or so. Morning Connection podcast number 164. I ask you the question, are the people in your life helping you or hurting you? All right. And it's really more than you making that evaluation about other people. I really make you think in that podcast, are you pushing people away? Have you set up this cowboy mentality, this loner mentality, because you came up with the belief that you can't trust people? And that's just your method of working, and it's worked to a certain extent, and you can't figure out why you can't get the best things in life. You need to examine that strategy. And even though it may make sense to you, and you say, well, I try to get people in my life. Well, you may be so pessimistic that people will come through for you that you have this shield that's pushing people away in your conversations, what you say. You know, and I'm just making this as, you know, just a demonstration. It isn't this overt. But it's kind of like going to people like you're insecure. You don't think people will come through for you. Most people let you down. You have those references that you think about, and they run through your mind all the time. Yet you really want help from other people. You want to create a win-win situation. You don't just want to take things from other people. You want to give back, right? You know that in life you need to create the win-win situation, right? But you haven't had a lot of success getting other people to hold their end of the bargain. But, and again, this is just a demonstration, but maybe sometimes you're pushing people away. It's like, you really don't want to help me, do you? You know, in your mind, you just don't really think they will, and it comes through in your body language, the questions you ask them. Maybe you're so on the defense that they're going, what the hell is this guy's problem? But you don't know it. You're just coming across like, I think you're going to let me down, you jerk face, but I'm going to ask you anyway because I'm supposed to try doing this. You may be carrying it in your words and your approach. So that's something that I really think that the key to life is getting other people, but it really starts with you. So
yeah.
The title, don't let that fool you by thinking I'm talking about other people, because mm-hmm. I'm going to really make you examine yourself there. And then Morning Connection podcast number 165, push past your fear of how you might be perceived. Really, you know, I didn't talk about it until the end of that podcast. I think it's a good podcast, but there's always this, you know, fine line between being too confident or, you know, confident and cocky and arrogant.
Yeah.
Right? I'll just use that because that, you know, in the man formation and most guys, mm-hmm. that is a big line. That's a big topic. It's
yeah.
a big thought. And I see this. I'm looking for someone, you know, I know what I've done for other supplement companies, right? I just want to let you know that when I was coming up, you know, and everything, every article, every video I posted, every website, I did all of that. It isn't like I have some production team, like, well, yeah, well, you're with this supplement company, and so they sent out a cameraman, they paid for your flights, for your photo shoots, they scheduled your photo shoots. That isn't how it was at all. I used my money for my camera equipment, my computer equipment, my hustle, my getting in shape 3 weeks before a contest, my entering contest, my paying for my way to the contest, my entry fee. No supplement company did all that for me, right? I had to get in shape. I had to paint myself up 3 weeks before a contest. I'd stay in a hotel, manage that all, and while I was trying to make.
If you can cover your hotel.
Well, we don't mention names because I was with more companies than that.
Yeah.
So most of the time, companies did not.
Gotcha.
Okay. It's really whatever you negotiate. And that's the challenge, too, in fitness, is that they can get people to do it for free. You have to really have some balls to ask for things because they can say, you know, no, I can tell you so many stories. You would think, you know, they didn't give you this, they didn't give you that. I'll tell you, I asked for it, and they basically didn't return my phone call.
Oh.
So maybe not in that particular case, but I can tell you, just to answer your question about my hotel and airfare to photo shoots for, just say, Ironman magazine that I've written hundreds of articles for,
or my contest. I would say I know with all the contests that I've done, I can use half of my hand to count to who paid for my flight there, right? So that's just not how it works. Generally in the industry, it may be different now. But the point, though, is that I created a plan. I wrote those articles. I submitted them. I got rejected sometimes. I had to do it. I had to schmooze my way to a photo shoot. I had to do that year after year after year, fly down to their hotel, do all this beforehand to create everything, the whole Skipper Corps publicity marketing. You know, I'm the one who bought the cameras, the tripods, set them up, you know, in the gym, lugged them up the stairs of the gym, you know, got, you know, whatever, turned them on, did the computer programming of those, right? Regardless of what training style that it may be a company's training style, that video was produced 100% by me, every phase of it, okay? My website is everything, okay? So it wasn't like, wow, if I just had a supplement company to sponsor me, man, life would be so good. Then the world would really see what I have to offer, right? That's just not how it works. And I can really appreciate all the things that I did along the way now as I have Mass Machine Nutrition. Now, the good thing is that I still have some brand recognition left, right? And I'm constantly creating value that, you know, I can use my own image. But I'll tell you, you know, look. I mean, yeah, I'm in great shape for my age. I mean, I love training and everything, but I've got bigger goals and other things in business that I need to focus on. I'm looking for some young buck, but I don't just want some guy, if you brought me along, you know, I'd do so well. I could teach you every facet of this business, both inside and outside the gym, and teach you a whole lot about life. But you got to be hungry. You got to be willing to do, like, well, I really haven't done anything. I don't have a website. I don't know. I'm not on social media or whatever. But, yeah, I could be really good if you chose me. That's not how it works. Huh. Well, no, they don't know that. And then, what the young guys nowadays, you know, the thing about it, once they have a little bit of balls and a little bit of courage to start a YouTube channel, then they want to do it all themselves. You know, it's like, look, I've been doing this for 25 years. The inroads that I have all over the world and, you know, why wouldn't you augment your efforts and then rather than recreate the wheel? There's a way to create energy and balance, you know, rather than try to do it all by yourself. I'll tell you this, the supplement companies that I was with, I'm just saying I initiated, I did my work. They didn't do it for me. But hell, when you can go to Germany or wherever and there's a poster of you from a supplement company, I didn't do that part of it. Right, they have a whole team, marketing team of the supplement company who used my image to put it all out there. Right, if you go to my website and you look at the Twin Lab commercial that I did, that played all over the world, ESPN, major channels during major sporting events. What do you think I shot that? That dramatic black and white? When I was on the other end of the camera? No, that was a Madison Avenue advertising team who shot that on two coasts. You know what I mean? We did the planning in New York City. We shot it in Pasadena, California. Did the sound in San Francisco, right? So I did get – I'm not saying I did it all myself. I'm saying I did my work, and then they did their work, and then it created all of this, right? So I'm not saying that the supplement companies were useless in the part of it because – they have their advertising dollars, and they want to get your image out there because it helps them with their business. The point, though, is that they didn't just get me, hey, what are you doing? Well, nothing.
Yeah.
Well, hey, why don't you write an article? Well, I don't know. What should I write about? It was nothing like that. Yeah. I was a complete marketing package myself. They brought it along with their marketing package, and then boom. That's what I was saying, though, is that I don't think the young guys, they want to say, screw this with these other companies and all their power. All their inroads. And I can tell you this. I'm starting on Monday with my nephew, my 19-year-old, 20-year-old nephew. His little journey is going to college, going away to college in 17 weeks. So we're going to do his bigger and bolder. So it's inside and outside of the gym, his journey, right? confidence. He's going to communications. He wants to be a broadcaster. He's got a lot of growing to do, like a lot of young guys. I'm going to do everything I can to help him make his man formation and, you know, build his body. And I'm going to document the whole thing, right? Well, you know, I immediately, for example, like I have a thread on bodybuilding.com, the world's number one website. I've got a thread that has, you know, over 800,000 views. So immediately, he's going to be just a 20-year-old kid. He's going to have people all over the world just following him, right, because of the inroads that I made. And I just posted on my Facebook page right now, I don't know, 275,000 followers from around the world. Boom, they're going to instantly know who Ronnie is. That's my nephew, right? Well, just think, if you love this whole bodybuilding, you want to make a career out of fitness, right, what I could do for you. So I'm just saying is that there is a way to work together. That's your energy. That's other people. And maybe it goes back to some of the things that I talked about in my Morning Connection podcast is a lot of people in the bodybuilding fitness industry who gravitate towards this. They don't have those skills or they have that mindset. They can't trust people. They just worry about themselves. They hated team sports because they had to depend on other people. I'm just telling you, success at the highest level, that's not the way it works, even though you can have a great body. I can't tell you the countless number of people who have come in and out of the fitness world over my years that go out the other side bitter because they couldn't get other people to help them. They felt they were just giving, 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 and they got the short end of the stick. And after they put up with that for so long, they just got out of it. There is a way. There is a way to do it. So anyway, getting, you know, the point that I was saying, I posted that last night. I'm looking for somebody who's driven, who's got it going right now. He's already on his way. So I can use his energy, you know, his passion, his work ethic. He can use my years of passion, work ethic, and my inroads, and together we can be an unstoppable team. But it's got to be the real deal on his side, right? Mm-hmm. And you know, one person said, "Oh, you should check out Joe Schmo." And you know, he's this, he's that. He's not on social media, right? He doesn't have a Facebook page, and he's really humble. Right. Well, let me just tell you, from a marketing perspective, regardless of what you think of people who are highly successful, the way that being humble is described by most people, successful people aren't humble, meaning that they just do their thing and then hope enough other people come along and notice it. That may work to a certain level, but not at the gigantic level. Being humble, having confidence is, you know, what you do, you're so passionate about what you do, you're so confident, you know you have so much value to add to other people, and you want to share it with other people. Sure, you're pumping up your image. You're getting stuff out of it. You're internationally known. You're making some money. You're sponsored by a supplement company. You got some notoriety. People, you got fans respecting you. Whatever you want out of it, it's okay to want that and go after it and take it to the 100th level or whatever, right? But at the same time, you are really focused on helping other people too. So as long as you're doing that, you're humble, right? So there's this fine line between being confident and being humble. I don't want some humble guy who's all shy, gulgy, shucks. I hope you guys like me. I just do my thing. I'm not going to tell you what to do. You know, I don't know. You can do it this way if you want. It's pretty good for me. I mean, I don't know if it's going to work for you, but this is pretty good for me. Now, that's not what I need. Hey, if that's the way, you know, the rules in life, have you set it up and that's how you win, you know, go for it, right? But that's not going to help me. So, and not being on social media, look, I want somebody who's got some momentum, who's already doing this thing. Again, that's how you create win-win situations in life. So if you're that person or you know that person, all right, just think about it. This is a guy who's lasted 25 years that you're listening to right now. This is my perspective. You know what? Listen, I am all over the internet, and I hear what the young guys say about how this industry works. They're at a 4-year or less understanding of how it works. You know, unfortunately, the people who do the majority of the talking, they're just in it with a big burst. They're really excited. And they have that 2-3-4-year mentality.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily, you know, how it works. You need to at least entertain the ideas of someone who's been around for 25 years. And is still going, still creating, differentiating himself and making himself relevant in some way or share or form, even if it's not just competing. There's a lot of ways to win in life. That's another thing I said. The person doesn't even have to compete. They just have to love training, follow through, and have some of the things that I've talked about. Anyway, so all of these things, all these life lessons, Morning Connection podcast, make that a daily ritual. Get some MTC, mental toughness, conditioning.
You know, I just wanted to mention to you, I saw a quote just today. You know, we're talking about the term mental toughness,
right?
And how you kind of coined it. And I
thought, well, I don't know if I'm not so quick to say that. I just think it's so fitting for what I'm doing. I didn't get it from somewhere else.
Yeah, I saw a random quote on Facebook that said, mental toughness can take you all the way to the top, and mental weakness can take you straight to the bottom. And I thought, oh, that's fitting.
Yeah, no, it is true. And at the same time, though, see, this is why you can't hear enough of this mental toughness conditioning. This is why I got it. I hear what you're saying. You talked about this kind of before. Is if I set someone to be mentally tough, right? Everybody has their own definition of that.
Yeah.
Right? And they say, okay, well, I'm this mentally tough, and so I need to crank it up two notches. Oh, I'm sure glad I read that quote. It's really fitting. I need to crank it up a couple notches. The truth of the matter, you might need to crank it up 200 notches, right? You just have no clue. So everybody has their own experience. And it's, you know, it's like, you know, I'm sure that, you know, Carrie has worked with people in group fitness one-on-one training for so many years. And, you know, everybody has this whole definition, right, Carrie, of that they train hard. Or I really stick to my diet, right? I'm really focused. I'm very, really dedicated. But, I mean, God, there's got to be 100 different shades of what that means, right? So if you said, hey, so just think of one of your clients who really thought she was falling through, and then when she explained it to you, she wasn't even close to falling through, but that was her definition, right? So she reads a quote like that, says, you got to be really stick to your diet. You got to be, you know, more consistent. Well, scale from 1 to 10, she may be at a level 3, but she doesn't know it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, training hard, I'm consistent, I'm a hard worker, it's all relative. So, you know, she's at a 3, doesn't realize she's at a 3, she reads that quote, she goes, yeah, that's true. And so she's going to crank it up a whole notch to 4. And then she's going to wonder, why am I not getting the results? All those other girls are taking drugs, or, you know, they cheat, or they're just genetic freaks, they can eat everything. That's why, you know, here I go again about one-on-one coaching. This is where you need to, you can't just read quotes off the internet. You can't even really listen to motivational speeches because of that challenge I just talked about. You don't know how it applies to you, and you're interested in one-on-one coaching, right? Skip at skiplacour.com. I'll make sure that your level 10 is really a level 10 and keep you accountable to that on a consistent basis to reach your goals. And I have the perspective, not just doing it myself, not just listening to you, but the experience and insight of working with men just like you from all over the world, all different levels of experience for years. All right. So skip out skiplacour.com if you're interested in that. So you've got a few people.
I was just
going
to say hello
room.
To Sea Lark, but they logged out. It's a fun name.
Sea Lark. Right? Checking out the chat room. Well, she, you know, Sea Lark was probably checking to see who's chatting. So we don't have,
we
have people popping in. So Sea Lark could be listening right now. Just not chatting right now.
Okay.
So, again, that chat room was on. If you go to morethanjustmuscles.com, you can see where the show is, the chat. Again, as we talk about this, 646-716-6182, you can call in. So let's get into this. Let's first talk about this article, like I said, about red flags for women. When you're dating women, you're in a relationship with women, and this article was written by a woman. And she asked the questions on Reddit and got the response from men, so she compiled this list. And so, Carrie, let's go into all this. And, you know, I want to hear what you have to say. You know, I've had an extensive dating career, so I definitely have a lot of stories. But more than that, it's not, I don't want to tell you necessarily about my stories. They're appropriate. But as a young guy who's going through all this, there's some really good advice on here. And as your big brother, as your father figure, I want to point out and maybe some explain some things, not just from a guy who's dated, but from a guy who's been into personal development, why we as people do the things that we do for, you know, hell, I don't know, 30 years now that I've been doing that, right? So you'll understand some of the reasons why this is. And this isn't to pass judgment. You'll hear this. You know, I understand why people have their challenges in life. All right? I'm not one of those guys like, oh, they're a bad, horrible person. They're messed up. What I understand why things happen to people in their lives, and it creates these challenges, these mindsets that we'll probably mention here. You know, so I see where it comes from. Now, that doesn't mean that just because you have empathy for their challenges doesn't mean you have to include them in your life. You have to be selective. Unfortunately, that's the way it goes. Your job is to make your life and create a life with a family, if that's what you want, at the highest level. Right, it isn't, you're not a social worker, right, Carrie? You're not a social worker trying to, you know, bring up everybody at, and it may be costing you the quality of life that you really want. Hell, even if you're, we talked in a podcast earlier in the week about being a pleaser. You know, you may not even know it, take up your life plan to help out the downtrodden. And blame other people for things like they see on this lake, like drama and things like that. Well, if you're involved in it, you're making the decision. You could have run away at minute one or year one or decade one, but you choose to stay for whatever reason. So sometimes if you're in these situations, you know, you got to take a look at yourself rather than these other people. So let's go through this list. So Carrie, what's the first one?
She's a victim.
Yeah, she's a victim. Constantly plays this, that everyone is against me, all right? Now, again, guys, join in the conversation if you'd like, 646-716-6182. I'll just tell you something. What happens in life is that people develop these beliefs about how the world works. Everybody, and I see this in the fitness industry all the time. You know, I had a little discussion online with this one bodybuilder, and he was talking about, yeah, everybody in this industry, you can't trust anybody in this industry, right? And, you know, I kind of said it about three different ways. No, that's not what I'm saying. You know, because can I trust you? Well, yeah, you can trust me. Are there a couple people that you can trust? Well, yeah. Well, everybody has a lot of people in this industry have the belief that everybody in this industry is corrupt and is a liar and this and that, but they aren't, and their best friend isn't. I know, it's a mentality, it's a belief structure, and people have it outside of the fitness industry too, right? And before you know it, you know, I heard this one motivational speaker, he talked about, it was Tony Robbins actually, it's this great story, and he talks about that if you are at a party and you have this belief, for whatever reason you adopted this belief, that Martians are thieves and bad people, all right? We all come up with these, and it's obvious that he didn't want to pick on one group, men, women, any race, but so he just used Martians, right? So you go to this party, you're having a great time, and there's some Martians there too, right? And, you know, you can relate to this, Gary, like you set down your purse, right? And how many times have you set down your purse, and you look there, and you just don't see it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Happens all the time, right?
Yeah.
Well, if you have the belief that Martians are thieves, Martians are bad people, you're going to look for your purse where you, and what happens to people, the first thought that it comes in their mind, unchallenged, is they look around and they think, which one of these Martians stole my purse? Now, as you know, many times, most of the time, that purse was just set somewhere else. They just didn't realize it. You know, nobody took your purse. And the unfortunate thing is, that can happen to you 100 times. Nobody ever stole your purse, but even on that 101st time, you're still going to look around for that damn Martian who took your purse. See, that's how important all these beliefs get set up in your mind without you even knowing. You really have to challenge these beliefs about situations. So,
yeah.
You know, a woman who was always talking about everybody being against them, that they developed these beliefs.
Yeah.
And they look for the worst in people. And like I said, they may be slanting the situation where the people, that Martian was just having a good time. You know, they weren't stealing anybody's purses, not even thinking about it. That belief may or may not be true, but you're interpreting the situation that way. Oh, look at his shady eyes. I think he stole it.
Yeah.
Right? Well, a lot of times people go about their life. They're not against you. They may be for them. They're too busy, you know, thinking about their own challenges in life rather than, you know, screwing you or being against you, but you're interpreting it as they're against you.
Yeah.
Maybe the fact that you're not good at persuasion, influence, creating win-win situation, maybe, you know, listening to my podcast is the first time that you're even considering this for the first time. Maybe you're not good at it. And isn't that people are against you, maybe you haven't created a compelling reason for them to be for you. Maybe you're one of those lone wolf cowboy guys who has to do everything yourself. You don't trust other people. So you go your separate way, and so people are going to go their separate way. Right? So it may be that they don't know how they can even help you out. You don't even seem open to it. And you're interpreting it as they're against you. Why aren't they going out of their way? Why can't I get a supplement contract? You may not be doing anything to really earn one, but you don't know it. And then that you get reinforced with this, everybody's against me. So this doesn't just work, you know, not only for women. I mean, this is for all kinds of people,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and then you get in a relationship with the person, and you're going to be always the bad one.
Well, what, you know, the person you're with is the bad one.
Whoever's playing the victim, like if you get in a relationship with that person,
right,
you're going to be the bad one all the time because they're playing the victim.
Right, that's the thing, is if they're telling you, this is how I view the world. Everybody is against me. All my relationships, the people at work or whatever, I just tell you guys, it's just a matter of time before you're one of those everybody against her. And that may or may not be true. Or maybe she inspired you to be against her for all the same reasons why everybody else is. Or you're going, what the hell? I'm doing everything for you. You're just interpreting everything's against you. So I'll tell you guys, if you guys even think about this whole Captain Save-A-Ho, like, oh, well, yeah, she's everybody against her. But, you know, I am so wonderful that she's going to realize that men are great. She's just never, all that, she talked about her old boyfriend and how terrible he was. I'm Captain Save-A-Ho. I am going to show her the way. She's never had a nice guy like me. It's not going to work. Because, again, all these reasons, she's going to eventually see you as the bad guy.
Why couldn't it be Captain Save-A-Princess?
Well, I have to be dramatic to teach the lesson, right? And besides, that phrase was already coined, right? So if you don't think you're going to be on that list of everybody,
yeah,
you, that's being confident, right? That's probably being too confident in your abilities. And, you know, if you're unsuccessful at showing her that you love her and care for her and that you're for her and she sees you too as everybody is against her, well, don't take that personally. But you should see that red flag going in.
Yeah.
Right. Second one, I hate drama. I don't cause drama, but it always seems to find me.
I think that goes hand in hand with the first one. And plus, if you're always thinking about how much you hate something, it's obviously going to be.
That's an excellent point.
Bringing it up.
That is an excellent point because, you know, if you're not, we attract or we go towards what we think about most. And that just happens in life. So you intellectually a person may not want drama, a girl may not want drama, but always seems to find her. I'll tell you something. If you can identify drama, you can make a decision 3 minutes into the relationship, 3 weeks into the relationship, 3 months into the relationship to just hit the door, right? And I'm sure that women have done that. Like, I mean, I don't assume anything. But right, if she got, again, I can't even assume this, but I am sure the woman who says, I hate drama, it always seems to find me. I bet one guy asked her out, and he he's a total gangbanger. I just murdered two or three people. I'm not even sure. I just fired some shots into a crowd. Oh, man, I'm in a really tough place. Hopefully. That woman said, that's too much drama for me. I'm out of this, right? So somewhere along the line, there was something that was too much drama, right? What happens with these women, which they don't realize, is that, you know, for whatever reasons in their past, a lot of times they've, you know, an unstable childhood, they have this motion in their life. Maybe their parents got divorced. Maybe their parents had a lot of drama that they don't realize it, but they are conditioned for movement, for emotions, ups and downs and all around. That seems normal to them, right? And so if it's too non-dramatic, too, what she, you know, too consistent behaviors, emotion, predictability, that's boring to her. She labels consistency so you can concentrate on the higher things in life, right? All the other good things other than your relationship. She says, wow, he's boring. This relationship's boring. I need some spice. But spice in a relationship, that's all relative, right? It's like working hard. What's a lot of spice? That's a little spice. A lot of times these girls, guys, they've had alcoholic parents, breakup of parents. They moved around a lot. There's always something, again, unfortunate to them. It's unfortunate when you're a child, there means stability. I mean, our daughter, Brooklyn, you know, our number one priority is stability, is that we create stability through this imprint age. And that's what's really important to us. And because some of these women, as girls, they've had that. And so what is too much trauma or boring, that line is relative. You know, and they don't know how to differentiate it. You'll hear this. Why can't I get a guy? I don't want him to be a bad boy all full of drama. Okay? I don't want him all full of drama. But he's got to have a little bit of edge. Right? Meaning, there's got to be a little movement. There's got to be a little drama in there, is what she's saying without even realizing it. But who creates that balance? Who has the perfect combination? And who decides who has the perfect combination, right? Well, she does, based on her life, her experience. It's not universal what the right amount of edge versus stability. That's not some universal thing amongst all women. It's all determined by their backgrounds, right? And so she's going through, and she wants that, what she thinks, why can't every guy be like this? Not drama, but enough excitement, however she describes it. And it just tells her that she gets into situations that have that trauma, have that movement, have that emotional roller coaster that she thinks is normal. And then when it gets out of hand because it affects her life.
Well, she doesn't realize that she thinks it's normal. Subconsciously,
yeah. You know, sometimes maybe after too much pain,
they'll
think about that. But not normally, right? Yeah. So that's what that means. I hate drama, but it always seems to find me. And again, you know, I'm not passing judgment on anybody, especially when I realize where their challenges come from. It's just that, you know, when you're choosing these situations or you're in them, you have to understand the bigger picture that life experience, you know, has taught me. And so maybe this is helpful to some of you guys. Kids, none of her kids have the same last name. Yeah, I mean, look, whether we want to create changes in our life, you know, our history says a little bit about us. I mean, it doesn't say everything about us, but we need to at least be putting in the work to change things, right? So that does say a little bit about. This one's interesting. Girls who love horses, women who are crazy about horses are essentially rich cat ladies. What do you think about that?
I think that's dumb. I don't know.
Well, I do know, but it could be for men. It could be for women. Again, and this is just my judgment. Some people have a disproportionate amount of affection for their pets and almost to the exclusion of other people. So they love their cats, they love their horses, or, you know, whatever it is. And then they say some of the other things. They're always a victim. Everyone's against me. I have drama in my life, right? So they have a pet, I guess in this case a horse, that provides that consistency and predictability because they give it always the, give it the benefit of the doubt. That horse, that pet, that animal is always there for them.
Yeah.
And so when they talk about cat ladies, it's basically a person who can't really relate well to other people for reasons they may not know. They don't understand.
Yeah.
They're always, people always let them down or whatever, but they can always count on their pets, right? Their horse in this case. You know, my my sister, who's engaged to get married for the first time at 46 years old, right? She's really into horses. And she's a competitive horse. I don't know.
I don't feel like she's, I don't know. I feel like it's a hobby of hers, and she, I mean, she's into the horses she rides them, but it's not like, she doesn't go around always talking about the horses, or, I mean, it's not like her whole life, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm always trying to think the best of my sister,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So, but I was just throwing that in, you know.
Yeah.
As a person who loves horses. But, again, horses, cats, you know, the thing that people talk about most are, you know, loving cats.
Yeah.
Right? The lady who has no connection, no husband, and she's getting older, but she has a lot of cats, right? And I guess whoever the author posed this question to, he seems to think that women who have horses are an extreme example of this. I can't say that I have a lot of, I don't know. I haven't known too many horse lovers in my life to have any judgment if they're more extreme than others. But that was the person's opinion. I'm not like all the other girls. She throws, I'm not like other girls. She's either insane or an insane bitch, ex-wife for proof. Oh, okay, that's what this one guy said. I'm not like the other girls. What do you think about that, Carrie? Someone saying that. I'm sure you've had guys who dated, I'm not like other guys, right? Kind of goes to what you were saying before, is that...
Well, it's like that's kind of almost saying that you're expecting the person to find a combination to your specific lock. You know, I mean, no one, there's, I don't know. I think that everyone's an individual, and maybe they're not acting the way you want, or...
Well, that
special in your eyes or something.
Well,
like
what
that.
It tells me is that she's very conscious of how she needs to position herself. She knows what the general perception of girls is, and she's telling, you know, she's too into what she's not supposed to be, and so she's selling herself on, you know what I mean? It's like someone telling you, you know, I'm really honest. I mean, honest people they just assume that people are going to look at them as being honest. They're just honest. They don't even see the whole world as being dishonest generally.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying they're blind to the fact there's, you know, dishonest people, but they just assume that people are like them and that's who they are, and they focus on that. They don't focus on all the dishonest people.
Yeah.
So someone who's always focusing on dishonest people, either they just got burned time after time after time and they've developed that belief about the world,
mm-hmm.
or maybe they're kind of you know, tap dancing around the honesty thing themselves,
yeah.
right? You know, I mean, in this fitness world, there's so many things that, you know, guys talk about other people in this industry, you know, supplement companies, they're like this. I don't, you know, I hear all that talk, but I know my experience is nothing like that. And the people who I'm around, I'm not saying I'm naive that stuff doesn't happen, but it certainly isn't something I focus on, you know, all the time. And I don't even know all the tricks of the trade. I haven't stepped in that mindset to know why they think that way, why, you know, how common it is, who are those kind of people. Because, you know, there's a million paths to choose. I'm down my path, and it's not that way.
Yeah.
So I don't know the ins and outs, even though I hear it. So someone who's really into how they are not supposed to act, you know, either, you know, and it could, let's look at it a positive way. They've had that challenge in the past, and you know, and they're working on it, or they're too keyed in on what they're supposed to say at this time.
Or she could just want to feel special.
Well,
like,
but,
I'm different, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I understand that. But the thing is, they're really thinking about what to say.
Yeah, I see.
I'll give you another example. And this is common. I think with women. I think that a woman's relationship with her father is massively important, how she develops in her relationships. Would you agree with that?
Mm-hmm.
It's massively important whether you have that situation or not. All right. And there are some women who have been challenged with that. And so what they do is, you know, maybe the younger, earlier in their dating career, or maybe they've just made that connection, is they stop complaining about their dad and my dad's this or my dad was never around. They just stop complaining about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they stop complaining about it, and they know it's a positive thing to say that, oh, my dad's the greatest guy in the world. Oh, we're tight. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They know how they're not supposed to be.
Yeah.
Through either trial or error, and so now they're saying, unlike those other girls,
right.
I have a tight relationship with my dad.
Yeah.
It's like they're too aware. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, so that's kind of the way that I see it. So,
we have a comment.
Yeah, Miss Jules, Jill talks about, when you take a lot of drama in your life, you don't have to take responsibility for your own life. Get up every morning with that game face on and make yourself better because you can, it's displaced. Oh, well, I have to deal with this drama in front of me.
Yeah.
That's a great point, Jill. It's a great point. The trifecta is the next one. Everyone doesn't like me. My family won't even talk to me. I don't know why. Yeah, that one, you know, I can appreciate the girl who maybe had a bad relationship with her father or a challenged relationship, and she realizes that it's affecting her relationships, and she knows that either she needs to get some therapy to kind of understand all that, that she's going to relationship challenged with that. She's aware of the situation at hand, and because she knows about it, she wants to present that I've got this area under control. At least she's conscious of it. So a woman who is so blind to her challenges to tell you that everyone doesn't like her and she really thinks she's the victim there and it's so out of control, she's not even smart enough to know that, you know, she may be a big part of this whole thing, that she's so blind to even say that. That tells me that, man, she's not even at the point of even recognizing her problems, even doing anything about it. I'll tell you something, when you have these challenges in life, hell, recognizing them is just the first step.
Yeah.
Then you got to work your rear end off after that point to actually change those things. And those changes don't always come, you know, instantly too. So she's at the stage of professing her problems, not even being embarrassed about that, then that's a real problem. She has problems at work. Dead giveaway is knowing how many people she has problems with at work. 1 to 2 is typical. 3 to 4, now I'm skeptical. 5 plus, she is most likely crazy and the problem. Guess that could be said at work.
Probably.
And, you know, everybody, guess the worst problem to that would be she doesn't even work.
Yeah,
right?
Right.
But yeah, I think that work is a little, it's a good little microcosm of life because you're forced to do a situation with people that you have the same values with. Those are the easy people. The people you wouldn't even be in the room with them if it wasn't because of work. I tell you, that's what I didn't like about when I had the 9-to-5 job is how you're forced to live the majority of your life more than with your family, with people you would not even, nothing against them, you wouldn't even spend 2 minutes with them.
Yeah.
And you're forced, you're locked into this cage, so to speak, with their values, their problems, they're this and they're that. You can't be selective. And I talk about this all the time. You got to be selective about the people you choose to hang out with in life. Well, you can't be that way with.
Mm-hmm.
So that will tell you. And that's why, you know, whoever wrote this, he said 1 to 2 is typical because you can't get along with everybody.
Yeah.
And then when there's more than that, I guess that also depends on how many people are at her job, right? But it is a good test on how mentally and emotionally flexible they are and how much they understand themselves and other people.
Yeah.
Free time. Overly attached too soon. Seems to have loads of free time with no real friends to speak of. And I know I might be a minority here, but going straight to something really kinky as well.
Well, I think the first half of that is pretty accurate, I would
say. I agree. Yeah, you know, the thing is that the more things they got going on, more dreams, ambition, they're working towards something, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
You don't even judge that they just have a passion and direction in their life, that when you come into their life, you're augmenting their life and not becoming the focus of their life. So that's because I'll tell you, that's a heavy burden for a guy to carry.
Yeah.
When you become the main focus of life, because, look, guys, I don't care, again, goes back to the Captain Save-A-Ho mentality. I don't care how great you are. You cannot carry a woman's absolute emotional state, her passion, her entertainment, her everything.
Yeah.
You don't want that role. And I don't care how much she just, she clings on to you at the beginning and makes you feel so wonderful. Finally, a girl who gets me, appreciates just how awesome I am. Not a good sign, guys. The original NSA.
This is funny.
If after dating for a few days, she grabs your phone without permission and starts going through it, the original NSA woman. Yeah, and that goes back to what we say. She's obviously had some challenges in the past. Well, she's had experiences. She's come up with a belief about men, whether it started with what she witnessed from her, you know, vagabond, bad dad, right? And that becomes normal behavior of men. And then she picked her first boyfriend was that way. And then, you know, then she picks guys like that. She can't get those signals. And now she has this belief about men. And again, it goes to perception. If she believes that's a Martian at the party, and you happen to be this Martian now, even though she says you're not like all those other guys, she will find ways in what you say. Oh, did you hear the way you said that? He said that he was going to see his buddies. I've been through this before. She'll interpret your body language or what you're saying as something that reminds her of your past. And again, I don't care how great you are. I don't care what the best intentions are. You're not going, just say you're a 21-year-old guy. She said 21 years of developing this belief. You're not so awesome that you're going to change those beliefs without her getting her therapy on herself and questioning these things. I don't care how honest you are, how great you are, you have nothing to hide. She will look at you through those glasses, through that prism, like you're just like the other guy. She'll find evidence of that being true, even if it's not true. And I don't care how great you are. She'll interpret what you're doing as somehow a little shady, because that's the way she sees the world. And you can, I don't care what she says, you know, because when she feels like she's losing you or you start getting pissed, when she finds out she's wrong, when she accuses you of something, right? She'll say she's sorry because she knows she's blowing it. She may tell you, you know, I'm so lucky to have you. Why did I even doubt what you said? She could say all that because she knows what to say, right? The truth of the matter is she will find it next time, right?
Yeah.
There's nothing that you can do about that. You're not that great. If she's just say 21 years old, she's had 21 years of being this way. And the first, well, I don't even know how you can even survive 6 months of that. But 6 months of you coming into her life isn't going to reverse 21 years of this momentum and this belief building up. The dramatic mem user.
Wait, you forgot.
Oh, identifies with crazy people. She loves reading. I don't even know who that is.
Sylvia Plath.
Do you know who that is?
She wrote the Hourglass. What was it?
I must not identify with crazy people because I don't even know who that author is. All right. But you're right. You know, they say.
Stevie Nicks isn't crazy.
Well, I don't know. the point is that it's true. It takes one to know one, right? It's just like, I don't know if you're a certain level in the gym, right? You're not necessarily super advanced, but you're not a beginner. I bet you can walk into your gym right now and you can pick out just by their body language, just by their care, those people who are at the same level of this journey as you are. And it just happens in unexplainable ways. Because you can pick out the characteristics, you identify with them, right? When somebody, like, I don't know, maybe if you put a lot of time into studying people, understanding people, you know, maybe, I don't know about I guess identifying is we're not noticing it, right? Identifying, like, I know what she's going through. You know what I mean? If someone said to me, you know, I understand what it takes to rob and pillage, you know, a family and rob that house because, you know, I know what he's going through because when you really want it bad enough, you'll do those things.
Yeah.
I haven't had all good times. I've never thought about robbing somebody's house. Never what? I can't identify with them, right? So there's some things that they're telling you about themselves. Dramatic meme user. I've always noticed that chicks that post those dramatic Facebook memes, quotes, pictures. Example, sometimes two people need to be lost in order to find each other again with a background picture of a sunset. Yeah, those bitches are crazy. Well,
I know a lot of people.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. They don't even know that. They're telling the world about them.
Yeah, it's so funny.
Yeah, I mean, I've said this example on quite a few podcasts about, you know, how I posted, because I really believe that many people who gravitate to health and fitness, they have trust issues. They may not see them as trust issues. And just to make you feel better, if that may apply to you, is I think in every area of life, you know, trust, you know, our beginnings and what we saw challenges a lot of people. But it just seems like, you know, people who love the seclusion, the one-on-one, me against me, not depending on other people, of the whole fitness journey, and they give up a lot of, you know, connection with other people, you know, or they don't put emphasis on that, but they put it into their muscles. They put it into their dieting and preparing their meals. There's a disproportionate amount of time, energy, and focus into what they can take care of themselves and not how do I develop this big team picture. You know, there's some type of trust issues. And again, I'm not judging anybody because, man, we all get hit in the knee sometimes. It's not our fault, especially as children. But you're going to only be able to enjoy a certain quality of life if, number one, you don't even recognize it. Number two, you do put the hard work to reverse it to start experiencing the greatest things in life. So, yeah, I mean, so I talk about this meme about, and we've talked about this before, where it says, yeah, it's, I posted on my website. I didn't ask, what do you see? But, man, I get thousands of likes. Yeah, about all the knives and scissors.
Yeah.
And every time I look around, someone puts an object in my back, and I had knives and scissors and cleavers and hatchets. Every sharp object was just in the silhouette, slumped over in his back, and was stabbed in his back. And the amount of likes was incredible, you know, because that tells you a little bit about, you know, you. I need to think about the memes that I've been putting out, right? But it does. I mean, that's definitely a little window what they're going through, at least this period of time. So I think every single post you put on social media is doing the same thing. But I guess that's what he's saying, quotes, memes, pictures, everything. That's a good point. That really is a good point. And, you know, guys, when you're looking at a girl and you're saying, ooh, I got this girl's number. She accepted me on her Facebook page, right? You know, really look at all the pictures. Look at all the pictures. She is telling a story with her life. You're telling a story with your life. I probably shouldn't tell you to camouflage that story because you should be transparent, but you should at least think about it. You know what I mean? I see women, you know, they're older, maybe divorced, and they're just in and out of relationships all the time. And I'm sure they want love and connection. They're not just trying to date around, but they have all these pictures all over the country of them going out. Girls night out. Party, drink time, and all this. Now someone say, what's wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with that. You can do whatever it is you want. But I'll tell you this, I'm not going to be in a relationship where with my goals, plans, and dreams, there would, you know, maybe there'll be one or two of these pictures, but if that's so important that she spends a
I was going to say, yeah, if that happens, it's going to be like once a year or twice a year for me, and I will post it.
But the point is there's a lot that goes into that picture.
Yeah.
Okay, first of all, where is it? Right? It may not even be in the city. So they got to have to do a plane flight. That costs money. Right? So I'm going to be thinking about how much money you make. If you're spending plane flights to go out partying with your girlfriends, all getting this together, the clothes they wear, because with your girlfriends, you got to spend some money on clothes. You can't just go out. It's a lot more than just going out,
yeah.
Right? And then how many times? And then, again, if you're divorced or where are your kids at during this time, right?
Yeah.
And again, I'm not saying, you know, once or twice, but it's fine. Girl can do everything, anything she wants. I'm not here to judge. But I don't know too many guys who are going to be faithful to you and who aren't going to be looking to go out with the boys. And if there's girls where the boys are, I'll tell you, and I'm not talking about every, just remember, I'm not talking about just once in a while. I'm talking about they got a whole Facebook picture of that. You're not going to find a guy who is just going to stay at home while you're doing that. He's going to go out. And so if that's what you want, that's fine. But, again, if you're not getting the love and connection, the intimacy, can't seem to find it, I don't know. I mean, or you don't like the guys who party just as much as you, right? You know, you may guys, just something to think about. And think about what you're presenting and maybe, you know, and when you're dating somebody. More than two rings. I don't get that one. It's that excessive jewelry thing.
I don't know. I was like, I'm actually guilty. I mean, not right now. I used to wear a lot of rings.
Oh.
So maybe I'm crazy. I just think that's self-expression. I mean, I don't think it's really.
Well, tattoo. What if a girl has a ton of tattoos? That's self-expression.
That's true.
Tattoos isn't in this
list. That should be on there.
You prepared this list.
Me?
I'm kind of going over it, really thinking about that, right? That tattoos would be an interesting
one.
But everybody has tattoos now. It doesn't mean the same thing now.
True.
So that may have been true.
If it's multiple, then.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if that's true. They could see it as self-expression,
maybe
too.
Another addiction.
Yeah, you know what? That is true. And I'll tell you something. I knew this one girl who had a lot of tattoos. And so me, I'm always curious about, you know, why, you know, just learning, right? And what she told me, now I'm not sure if this is every tattoo person.
Mm-hmm.
She said, it's all about the pain.
Mm-hmm.
And it just so happens is that, you know, she was abused multiple times earlier in her life. And at least this is a pain you can control. You're having it done to you.
Yeah.
I don't know. Not a psychologist, but I'm just telling you what she said. She said all those tattoos. It was all about the pain because I was fascinated, you know, because I didn't date a lot of girls who had a lot of tattoos. Personality guilty of this new age nonsense, healing crystals, personal deity, protector, guide, spirits, or as ancient medicine, Atlantis. What do you think about that? What do you think about that?
Well, that's just almost like saying someone's really religious. You know, I mean,
But I see they left that out there. I can tell there's some political correctness in this thing because they don't attack something. You can't attack somebody's religion. You can call something new age nonsense. Let me just say this, is that life is challenging.
Like if I said, honey, I want to put crystals in the wall so that.
Well, it's the power, but it's the power that you're putting in those crystals. First of all, I will let you do anything you want. But second of all, I'm not going to be depending on that crystal to do anything for me that I can't do myself with my own mindset, my own action. And I think that's, you know, what this person is saying is that they give away their power to a lucky charm, so to speak.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't have my lucky charm, he's thinking. That energy you should put into your thoughts and actions in this journey called life. Tell you, life's challenging. Life's tough. If you can put your faith and trust, whether it works or not, work at all, if it works for you, and it can make this journey a little bit easier, then you've got, I don't know, somebody, guardian angel on your shoulder helping you through all this, watching out for you. Oh, man. Yeah, you know, just yesterday, I was wearing, you know, those Beats headphones, right? And you know how they block out all the sound. I usually don't, I have to remind myself, don't listen to them when I'm driving.
Yeah.
But it's like I got to take out the Bluetooth. I'm listening to something, right? Just got a short drive home. Anyway, so I got home. And I remember when I was driving out of the parking lot of the gym and the Bluetooth went out. And so, you know, I just figured it was because I was under the tunnel from the gym, right? And so it went out. And then I got home, and I go, oh, I was looking for my phone. right?
Yeah.
And I was going, where's my phone?
Oh, this is this morning, huh?
No, it was yesterday morning, right? And I was going, where's my phone, right? And I looked, you know how sometimes it slides here, or whatever. Yeah. And I couldn't find it anywhere. And I thought, it has to be here, you know? And so what I realized is that with those sound excluding phone here, it probably dropped out of my pocket.
Oh.
And I didn't even hear it before I got in my car. And so I'm going to get my car, and I drive back. It just so happens I went to the parking spot that I was, and this old man just drove in, right? And so I go over there, and I park really in a hurry because, you know, your phone has everything in it, right?
Yeah.
And so a guy, he was there. He was, like, pouring some coffee on the ground. This really older man,
he's
right?
Pouring coffee on the ground?
Well, he just was finishing his coffee. Oh. He's just pouring on the, you know, finishing probably whatever was left, right? And I go, hey, did you happen to see, you know, a phone? Because I went to the parking spot that I was in, right? He goes, no. And I kind of looked behind him, and there it was, right on the ground. He pulled the parking lot, but he didn't run over it.
Wow,
right?
You have someone watching you, running
right?
over you.
Well, that's going to be my point. You ruined my little diet, right? And so, anyway, I go in and I get it, and but it did have coffee on it. He goes, I hope I didn't pour any coffee. I said, well, it's a lot better that it has a little bit of coffee on it than if you would have run over it, because he probably missed it by a foot, right? Anyway, so I wiped off, and I think, wow, how lucky I am. How lucky am I? Well, I could have said, hey, it's because of the forces, the energy, the secret, the universe didn't want this to be.
How come the universe wasn't with me when my phone fell?
Right. Well, I could have come to that conclusion. I would say, how many times, Kim, have you told me, don't wear those headphones? Someone's going to run over you. You're not going to hear. You're not going to be able to use all your senses. You would have heard it drop on the ground and not even drove away if you wasn't walking around with those damn headphones on, right? But instead, you could turn it to a positive, how the universe helped you out.
Yeah.
The universe helped me out? They were washing out for me. How about no coffee? How about me not waste my time going back or having another scratch in my phone? That's what the universe can do for me, right? So it's like this, that displaced energy for the events. You're putting it out of your hands, and it's always something else. I think that's what the whole point of all that is. How many more of these do we have? We can go on and on about this, huh? Excessive calling and texting. She leaves 11 voicemails in a 2-hour period. You know, that's
pretty psycho.
Well, and that's because she's had some bad experience in the past. She's got to keep tabs on you. She can say, I was just worried about your health. No, you aren't. So that just shows some bad
experience.
That just shows some bad experiences of the past. She's had a boyfriend that she had to keep tabs on, you know, do all these messages, call me back. I'm just worried about you. And guys, this could be true of guys too, right? Anyway, and here's the thing about it, guys. Even though you're straightforward, you're honest, you have no intention of hurting her or being someone that you only are going to be trustworthy. That's just who you are. If you think you're going to reverse 21 years of this conditioning, 21 years of this programming, this belief structure, again, whether she's 21 or 25 or 35, you're not that good. Trust me. You may get her to think about her displaced distrust, but, man, she's going to have to accept that, and then she's going to have to go to work. Get some counseling, some professional counseling, and it's not going to just be a couple of counseling sessions. She's got years to reverse that type of thinking. And I'll tell you, she can, guys too, she'll say, well, I had my last boyfriend cheated on me. I would venture to guess, you know, from my experience, started a lot younger than that. Again, from that childhood we talked about, not trusting that the events that my dad and mom will be around forever.
Yeah.
They just love each other. I don't have to move and spend half my time at mom's house or half my time. It started then. Then it developed in the high school boyfriends of boys she didn't. The guy who said, I just killed 3 people. You know, it started with picking those guys, and that was, oh, that's okay. Not being discriminating enough to say, hey, well, good luck with that, and going on to the other guys. And so it's this history, and it's not just the last boyfriend. It started a long time before that. And again, you're not going to change that. The best thing that you can do is help her get some professional help on doing that. Here's one, and I'm gonna link this article so you guys can read more about this all by yourself. But so I want to go through a couple of these. The one is, Carrie, you've heard me say this before, so I'm seeing this list, is that she works at a salon.
That's a stereotype.
Well, it's just funny. How many times have I said that to you?
I know.
You know, there's certain professions or walks of life or certain hobbies that attract a certain group of people. And again, I'm just as judgmental or prejudice, or what did you say? That was stereotypical or whatever. It's a stereotype. I mean, I talked about the fitness industry. It's not true of everybody, but generally some of these things that I talk about are specific to the fitness industry, right? We all just hang around each other, so we don't realize we're all acting that way because it just makes total sense. Of course, that's the way to look at life, right? That's what this More Than Just Muscles is all about. Carrie and I wear these typical, right, stereotypical type of things, the things that I talk about. I don't criticize, I talk about, because I understand it's going to make you great in fitness. It's also going to have you challenge in other areas of your life. And what More Than Just Muscles is about, More Than Just Muscles is about, is our evolution to get more out of life, understanding our strengths and our weaknesses that were reinforced by our addiction, dedication of fitness that caused us to come up short in those other areas of life. And now we're balancing it all out where we can still love fitness, enjoy it, you know, be great at it, and get those higher quality of emotions and experiences and all the other options in life that we really want. So, look, I'm being just as critical, you know, to our own industry and myself, right? So I think that as long as I can be make a generalization or a stereotype for my own group, I can make that for other people. But if you really think about it, who is a Wall Street, that type of hard, aggressive sales person? What's their personal life? Adrenaline, junkie, risk taker, gambler. It's all part of the personality. They all kind of gravitate towards that, right? Gambles and other things. You might gamble in other areas of life, right? It's part of it. Politician, would you say there's a certain personality trait generally there? Real estate agents. You know, real estate agents it's the same like type of personality type of thing. So I think that there is some truth, at least in some of what the hairstyle is.
Yeah.
You know, so anyway, that one I thought was interesting. And this is a serious one, guys. All right, and this is your big brother Skip talk. All right, and I'm gonna be ginger. I wonder what this topic. It's about she's kinky, right? She's kinky, and you know what's funny is I was just talking to one of my giving one of my coaches some big brother advice, and he was going, "Oh yeah, she's got tattoos, and this and that," and you know he was talking to. And I had to explain to him, I go, well, you know, when she wants to choke you or hit you, yeah, she wants me to be really aggressive and this and that, and I'm not like that, you know, and whatever. I thought that was odd or whatever. Okay, well, so I was getting some big brother advice. Now, look, number one, guys, we need to realize if a girl is bold enough to say, I like this, I don't care how freaky you think it is, how kinky it is, if she wants to slap you, choke her, tie her up, call her a whore, wants you to say, I'm your daddy, daddy, don't do that, or whatever, rape fantasy or whatever, okay? Number one is, if that's what turns her on, I don't think that you're all high and mighty. Well, I'm just going to teach her conservative lovemaking.
Well, is kinky, is that the same thing as being, like, violent in bed? Or?
Well, I guess kinky is what you, that would be relative too, but it would be out of the norm,
okay.
Right? So again, it's relative who's, you know, who's actually doing the judgment or the evaluation of what's kinky, but I would say that's out of the norm, right? And so the thing about it is, whatever, if a girl is bold enough, guys, to tell you this is what I like, you know, if you think you're going to change what she likes, now, first of all, there's a lot of things that a girl could like in bed but she kind of knows it's fringy, kinky, and maybe that she's hardwired, and I'll talk about that hardwiring, that this really turns her on. So I really want to talk about that, so I'll get to that part. But she likes it. She knows it. But she also knows it could be perceived as kinky, and she wants a deep, connected relationship, and all the nice guys maybe in her past when she says, I don't know, you know, hit me. You know, hit me hard while you're doing it, you know, whatever. She's learned through experience that, maybe that hardwiring or maybe my preference is a little too kinky. The good guys, right, the healthy guys in my life, it freaks them out, and they don't do it. And so I'm not going to ask them to do that, okay? So a girl can have whatever you consider kinky preferences, right? And she may never even tell you because she's smart enough to know that she can't tell you that it's going to turn off the good guys, right? It's kind of like maybe a girl had a lot of trouble with her dad growing up, but she's learned that that's probably not something I should tell my boyfriend, but I had a lot of trouble with dad, right? Well, she knows that, I don't know, again, hey, if you like to be slapped, who am I to pass judgment? I'm just saying, guys, if you think that is that's kinky, okay? If she is bold enough to ask you or tell you to do that, you got a couple choices to make. Find a new girl, all right, or slap her, all right? Because if you're not going to do it, she's telling you, that's what I like. You're not going to impose, well, that's kinky, you shouldn't do that. A girl to be worthy of, don't pass your judgment of what you think a girl should like or not like. She was courageous enough or stupid enough or whatever to say, that's what I like. You're never going to, that's hardwired in. That's what she likes. She's telling you that. So don't think you're going to go, well, I'm not going to do it. And she's going to like it. She's going to learn how to not to like to be slapped or whatever, right? That's not how it works. Trust me. You know, you're going to be in a fight about something, I don't know, the toothpaste or something stupid. It's not about the toothpaste, guys. It's about she wants to get her face slapped while you're doing it, and she can't get it from you. She's asked you about it. You don't want to do it. You know, and it's just going to manifest that she's going to find all the other reasons why you're not getting along because you're not satisfying her need that she had the courage to tell you that's what she needs. It's not you to judge if that's healthy or it's not healthy, it's kinky or it's not kinky, right? So you've got a decision to make right then and there. If you can't do it, then get the hell out of there. She's going to find somebody else who does, right? You agree with that, Carrie?
Yeah, I agree with that.
Or she'll show a lot of discipline. Hey, this is such a great guy. I really want to get slapped, and I know he's not going to do it, so I'll just use willpower to not get something that really turns me on in a highly emotional state, which sex is, right? She's got to years and years and years, if you want a future, of discipline of not getting what has hardwired that she wants.
Yeah.
So I guess she could, you know, use that discipline, right, to not go for what she really wants, right?
Yeah.
I guess that's possible. But I'm just telling you, you don't want to be the guy, you know, I know she loves to be slapped and choked and whatever, whatever, whatever. And again, I don't know, experiment every once in a while. I'm not saying that every once in a while trying something different. I'm not saying that's the problem. I'm just saying if it's a consistent thing where you would label her as kinky, right?
Okay.
Yeah. You know, not just the thought of it or experimenting. I heard that this was so awesome and whatever.
Yeah, okay.
You know,
different than just communicating sexually. Just something that they...
Well, not more than just experimenting. That's something that they need to get off, let's say.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah.
You know what I mean? I have to say, Daddy... hit me harder, Daddy, or whatever. That would freak a guy out. Hell,
okay.
If you're so used to that, maybe that's just what you like too, and it's not even kinky. It's just cool. It's fun.
Yeah.
Right? But if you describe her as kinky, whatever that means to you, you need to decide if you're going to give it to her or not. Her way, she's telling you that, because there's probably a lot of things she's not telling you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's number one. You have to take responsibility that you're not going to change her. She's already talked about it. Let's talk about, you know, a lot of guys, you know, why this came up. You know, they say, crazy in bed, crazy in the head. You know, that's right? Well, now here's the unfortunate part about it, is that, you know, You know, trauma is when something was done to you that isn't your fault. You didn't ask for it, okay? That another person, they forced themselves in upon you. You didn't have any choice. It was out of your control. And it's a bad event that you describe as a bad event. So being molested sexually, and, you know, and that can range from just being touched, you know, the dad coming home from you babysitting and brushing up you against the wall and rubbing your breast. Same thing, something bad, something another person enforced upon you, and it wasn't your fault. But that's a gigantic difference than being actually, you know, raped as a child, a young girl, right? So there's a gigantic range. It's how that person perceives how much this affects them, right? But here's the crazy thing about life. You know, and again, I've just heard from this. If you listen to Dr. Drew, who I have a lot of respect for, he'll talk about this over and over again. I really think that Love Lines, the years and years and years I listen to Love Line, it just tells you so much about life. A lot of my understanding about life and people is hearing, you know, experts, Dr. Drew, talking about it. And you'll see the same challenges come on over and over and over again in life. So it isn't, I can learn from all his knowledge and his experience and all his education, because I can just pick the patterns because they come up all the time. Well, here's the crazy thing that he talks about. And crazy, I mean, the strange thing, the interesting thing, is what traumatizes you most as a child becomes the source of turn-on, attraction, stimulation when you get older. You know what I'm saying? So you may say that, I got molested as a child, forced with my will, this bad thing happened. Drama things becomes that source of attraction and turn-on and stimulation for them. And it happens, and again, this isn't nothing wrong with the person. It just gets hardwired. The two get mixed up in your hardwiring. And that hardwiring that I talk about is like, I don't know, every time, you know, you hear a certain song, it may remind you of back in high school, your greatest times or your worst times. The music and the good times, that highly emotional state, it gets hardwired into your system. So it could be 30 years later, you hear a certain song, it brings you back to that same body, that same emotion. That's what I mean by hardwiring. Unfortunately, what happens to people, when that hardwire gets in, it's crossed and mixed up. It's that thing that caused them so much pain and trauma is also the source of attraction. So I'll tell you, you know, that girl who wants you to be rough with you, and I'm not talking about every once in a while, right? Wants you to slap around. It says daddy and all, whatever you think is kinky. And I'm not talking about every once in a while. I guess I have to say that because everybody hears about some. I hear people talking about that on MTV or wherever. I'd like to try that out and see. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the only way they can really get off is feeling the kink, what you consider a kinky thing. Right? Somewhere along the line, something traumatic happened to them, and it got mixed up in the hardwire. So that's why it really is true, crazy in bed, crazy in the head. And if you don't, you know, and again, it's how you describe crazy, because hell, you could be crazy too and love it. I'm just saying is that you can't, you know, there's that, again, it's funny, I talk about where, you know, girls, they have this unbelievable expectation of guys sometimes where they want him to be consistent, trustworthy, honorable, and just have a little bit of edge to him, right? But that's just their opinion, their journey, their beliefs of what that perfect combination is. Why can't guys be like that? Well, I think guys, and we'll talk about, you know, this when Carrie does her thing next week, talking about the guys. But, you know, guys have this thing, lady on the street and a freak in the bed. Right, or something like that. What's that? She wants to be an angel on the in real life, and then when it gets to bed, he wants her to be a freak. You know what I'm saying? I don't really know what the phrase is right off my
head. It's from a song.
Well, but I've heard it. That's a ludicrous song. It's an Usher song. Usher and Ludacris. That song by Usher. On the street in a freaking bed. There's my rap thing, guys. Look at that entertainment here on the podcast, right? Well, again, that's the same guy, the crazy guy with his thug past, all his trauma, right? What he likes, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, his unrealistic expectation that he wants it both ways, right? He wants her to be this sweet angel and have this freaky behavior, this kinky behavior. Like I said, most guys, you know, who I've talked to about these situations, oh my God, Steph, I don't know. She put her hands around my neck. What is that about? She wanted me to say nasty things to her. She wanted me to be really rough. I don't understand all that, right? Actually, that was just a conversation with one of my one-on-one coaching guys, a young guy, 25 years old, as a matter of fact, you know. So how are you going to learn this stuff? That's what your big brother Skip is here to share with you, right? All right. So we're going to wrap that up again. We're going to look forward to your feedback.
I'm not. Too young.
Right, right. But
wait, the last one I thought was the best.
Okay, go ahead.
She's get it here. True, she's willing to date me.
Yeah. Well, that you know, that kind of goes with what I'm saying. It's like, yeah, look, you won't even see her as kinky of this and that or messed up, because birds of a feather are flocked together,
right?
Right. So if you're messed up and she really digs you, there's some problem. Even if you think she's your opposite and likes you because of her thing. Again, we all need therapy, don't you think? All of us can work on ourselves. We all need a second eye, a different perspective on how we're perceiving the world if we really would become our best. So that's why I want to be very empathetic about all of these things that I'm saying, not being judgmental as hell. I am not perfect. I've just done a lot of work on myself too, and I continue to do work on myself because I'm not perfect. So I don't know, maybe some of these things, regardless of what side of the fence you're on, give you some insight into life and how we're all going through this journey and how to make it just a little bit better. So, all right, guys, that's going to do it for this More Than Just Muscles podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for supporting Skip McCoy's Mass Machine Nutrition, my highest quality, most effective bodybuilding supplement, sports nutrition line, www.massmachinenutrition.com. And you can get it on bodybuilding.com by going to sltips.com/3. That's SL for Skip McCoy, sltips.com/3. Hey, make sure that you're on this website, the More Than Just Muscles Broadcast Network, for my Morning Connection podcast, 6 days a week, and we wrap it up and review it on this podcast every Saturday. All right, so for my beautiful, lovely wife and amazing mother, Carrie LaCour, I'm Skip LaCour. Have a great day. Enjoy your weekend.
Bye.